Here's what's on Allison's timeline now.
All right, it is a hump day, Wednesday, April 8th, 2020. Look, I know a lot of us haven't been outside today. It is 78 degrees outside. Step out on your front porch just for a second, or in your backyard, or open your window just for a second. All right, let's get right into it. Look, Dr. Anthony Fauci, he has become really the face of the updates with the coronavirus. He's on the president's task force, and he addressed something that really, the nation is falling in love with him, I believe. He addressed something that makes the African-American community want to fall in love with him even more. Here he is.
I just want to make a brief comment to get back to the discussion about the health disparities in the African-American community, because it really is very important. And the reason I want to bring it up, because I couldn't help sitting there reflecting about sometimes when you're in the middle of a crisis like we are now with the coronavirus, it really does have ultimately shine a very bright light on some of the real weaknesses and foibles in our society. And as some of you know, a greater proportion of my professional career has been defined by HIV/AIDS. And if you go back then, during that period of time when there was extraordinary stigma, particularly against the gay community, and it was only when the world realized how the gay community responded to this outbreak with incredible courage and strength and activism, that I think that really changed some of the stigma against the gay community. I see a similarity here, because health disparities have always existed for the African-American community. But here again, with the crisis, how it's shining a bright light on how unacceptable that is. Because yet again, when you have a situation like the coronavirus, they are suffering disproportionately. It's not that they're getting infected more often, it's that when they do get infected, their underlying medical conditions, the diabetes, the hypertension, the obesity, the asthma, those are the kind of things that wind them up in the ICU and ultimately give them a higher death rate.
That's Dr. Fauci talking about the ongoing health disparity in these United States, shining another light on where African Americans fall.
I don't think it means anything. I think that's a fact.
But now the world.
It's a fact.
Right.
But I don't mean it doesn't mean anything. Nothing's going to change.
Well, no, more attention on it, more shining attention. Another light on it. I appreciate that. You know, I mean, I hear you, Mark, but.
I mean, the system's not changing. It's just like you don't see this reflected on the news.
Right, but so he talked about it, though.
Well, We talked about it on... Look, I'm not going to get into it. I'm happy that a light is being shined on it, because a lot of people want to blame the media, and I get that, but we are talking about this, and I'm happy that Dr. Fauci's talking about it. Getting really local now, look, we need to get this message through to everybody. In Maryland, there were 14 arrests, also 600 warnings issued. All of this, of course, violating that social distancing and all the other things that the governor, Larry Hogan, is trying to do. So, look, these violations, 12 of them in churches, 313 in businesses still trying to operate, 51 in private homes, and then 308 in public spaces. So warnings were issued, but also 14 arrests. So they are entirely serious about this. And the next time you go to Giant Food, starting tomorrow, there are going to be some different regulations in place. The stores are only going to have 20% capacity, and the customers will be limited at Giant. So far, customer limits haven't been put in place in grocery stores in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. So hopefully that'll help us get this thing together, flatten the curve. All right. And then I know you saw this big news today, but in the afternoon, an amazing announcement from Senator Bernie Sanders. Here he is.
I wish I could give you better news, but I think you know the truth. And that is that we are now some 300 delegates behind Vice President Biden, and the path toward victory is virtually impossible. I have concluded that this battle for the Democratic nomination will not be successful. And so today, I am announcing the suspension of my campaign.
Look, that hit a lot of people. Down goes Bernie. Now a two-person race, Trump versus Biden in November. This thing is hitting especially young people very hard. Our teenage daughter, 18 years old, was practically in tears about this. A lot of young people behind this Bernie movement. So I want to know what you think about it, right?
Well, I think the next step is that everybody's waiting for Bernie to throw his support
behind Biden.
Right. How long will that take, or will that?
And I think the sad part is, I think as our daughter kind of indicates, for a lot of the young people, their first time around, they don't feel excited. Yeah, they're not going to do it.
So Well, how did it affect you? What do you think about this? What are Biden's chances in November? Call us 202-432-WHUR.
You're listening to Allison Seymour and Mark Clark.